It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. I hope you're feeling well today. I've been thinking about airplanes. Here's a toy one that somebody made. In fact, it's a beautiful model, isn't it? Fly it around. Do you have any idea what that could be? Two wooden blocks, two wooden sticks, and a rubber band. See, you don't have to have fancy toys when you have some other things and your imagination. I think maybe what I'll do is to fly these two planes over there where I see a book about planes. And we'll land them and pick up the book, and it's called An Airplane Trip. We'll just look at the pictures in here. Here's a family that's going to go on an airplane trip because they have to go somewhere far away fast. You pack your bag, put in your clothes, your toys, go to the airport and check in with somebody at the airport so that they can see your ticket, tell you where to go. And when you walk to the gate, you have to go through what they call security. Put your bag in a little machine like that and walk through a door like that. That way the people can make sure that everyone is taking only safe things on the airplane. Then you go to the waiting area for your gate and you wait for the plane to come. And when the plane comes, then you go through a jetway. And at the end of the jetway, there's your plane waiting for you. And when you're on the plane, every person has a seat. And above the seat are little buttons for cool air and for light and for calling a flight attendant if you need some help. Here's another flight attendant. Sometimes they'll give you a pillow or a blanket if you need it. This little girl's still sitting beside her father. When it's time for the plane to take off, it goes very fast down the runway and then up in the air. See that plane going up in the air? Sometimes it makes a very big noise as it goes up. And when you're up in the air, sometimes people like to look out the window, like that girl's mother's looking out, but she likes to do some drawing and coloring because there's a little tray right in front of her. And while you're up in the air, you often get something to drink or to eat. The flight attendants give you that. If you have to, you can get out of your seat and go to the party. There's usually one at the front and one at the back of the plane. And when the trip is over, you get off the plane and you're in a different airport. And it's an exciting thing to have an airplane trip. But the thing to remember is that there are always people on the trip to take care of you. An airplane trip. I remember going to see a different kind of airplane, one that does a kind of art in the sky. I went to an airport and I found my friend Suzanne Asbury Oliver, who showed me about skywriting. I like to think of that time. When I got to the airport, I found Suzanne's plane. It's an easy one to find. And she was right with it. Hi, Suzanne.
Well, hi, Fred. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. What are you doing?
Well, I'm putting some skywriting fluid in the airplane. Can you give me a hand?
I'd like to.
Would you hand me that hose right there that's in the barrel?
This one?
Yes, that one right there. Okay, and I'll put that in here. And now I need you to clip that little clip onto the bolt in the battery, and that'll start our pump.
Oh, all right.
And that'll put the fluid right on in the airplane.
Oh, I see it going up there.
We don't need very much, so I'll keep an eye on it here. That looks like enough. Now just unclip that. Thank you. Put that back in the barrel.
That's very interesting.
I'll put the cap back on. And we're all set to go skywrite.
Well, I just wonder how you do that. I mean, with fluid like that, and to make that come out of the plane.
Well, I can show you, but I need to get inside to do that. If you want to walk around the front very carefully, watch your head on the propeller, and I'll show you from the back.
All right. I'll meet you over there.
Step right there, hang on right here, okay. That'll let you see inside. And this is the button that I push right here that puts that fluid that we just put in into the exhaust that makes the smoke.
Well, I wondered how it makes the smoke.
Well, that heat that in the exhaust is so hot that it steams it, and that's what makes the smoke.
I see. Is there any way that that we could see that?
Sure. You just have to step down, because I'm going to have to start the motor to do that.
All right.
But if you just step down and back a little ways, then I'll start up the motor and give you a little squirt of smoke.
Good. Thanks.
That's just what happens up in the sky when I'm skywriting. That smoke comes out the bottom there and it makes the letters.
Oh, and I like to see that sometimes.
Would you like me to write something for you?
Sure would.
I'd write a special little message for you and your neighbor. How about that?
I'd like that.
You can probably stand right over there and watch. That would be a good place, and I'll see you when I get back.
You'll come back then. Here.
Right back here.
Good. Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay.
I found a good spot on the grass where I could watch the skywriting, while Suzanne put on her sunglasses and headset and got ready to take off. There she goes. Ready to take off. There were other planes out there that day, so I had to look carefully. Then I found her. Up, up, up she went, just like a bird. She had to fly the plane so high, Sometimes I couldn't even see her at all. But when I saw the white smoke in the sky, I knew it was Suzanne skywriting. One line, it seemed so long. Second line. I tried to imagine what she was writing. Then she made a third line connecting the first two. It's an H. Then she started another letter. H-I. Hi. So I waved hi to her in the sky. And she brought the plane down. What a smooth landing she made. I wanted to tell her how much I enjoyed her skywriting, so as she brought the plane to a stop, I walked from my spot on the grass to meet her. Interested in things in the air and flying?
As a matter of fact, I have been. When as a little girl, I remember watching birds flying in the air and really enjoying watching them fly. And then I got the opportunity to learn how to fly when I was 14 years old. So I've been flying a long time.
I wonder who helped you with that interest.
My dad. It was something that he enjoyed too, and we actually learned at the same time. He was taking lessons and I was taking lessons.
Well, it sure is a treat to watch you do that. Are you going to go up again?
No, I'm all done for today. I've got some things to do in the hangar. You want to walk over there with me?
Sure, I would like to.
Okay.
Suzanne is such a fine person. And to think she's been flying planes since she was a young teenager. Being a skywriter takes a lot of practice. It go up and then find the right place to go over. That plane of hers was very different from a toy plane, wasn't it? I do think it's helpful, though, when you can play about things before you do them. Somehow playing about things is a very good way of understanding them better. Make-believe is a kind of play. What, we just fly over to the trolley? Come on, trolley. Yeah. Yes. King Friday the 13th has asked everyone in the neighborhood of Make-Believe to make portraits of him. Last time, X and Henrietta had made a moving portrait on a bunch of leaves, you know, animation. Then Lady Elaine said she was still too busy to make anything. So let's pretend about other different ways of honoring King Friday artistically today. Maybe something with music. As the trolley goes past the castle garden in the neighborhood of Make-Believe.
Yes, I'm doing a portrait of the king. Uh-huh, yes, in music. Here, I'll let you hear it. It sounds like... I have a little more to go. Oh, I'm glad you like it. I don't draw very well, so I just thought I'd do mine musically. Oh, here he comes now.
Handyman Negri, I presume?
Oh, correct as usual, King Friday.
We enjoy your musical artistry here.
Oh, I'm glad, sire, because that's how I'm doing your portrait.
My portrait?
Well, yes, sire. See, you have all these others from people.
Oh, yes, they're fine, yes.
Yeah. And I just thought I'd make mine for you with notes.
Kindly demonstrate, Handyman.
Well, you see, I have the notes started here, and they sound like this. King Friday.
Oh, that sounds excellent to me.
Well, thank you, sir. I have to add some more notes so that it'll sing King Friday the 13th.
Very well. I shall watch you do it.
All right, sir.
Of course, it could sound like King Friday the 13th.
That's it. That's perfect.
You mean it?
Of course, it sounds just right. Would you do that one more time, sir? King
Oh, certainly.
Friday.
The 13th.
That's up here. Third. And teen.
And of course, you may want to hold it longer.
And we're going to hold that with right. A tie, just like that, sir. Now, wait a minute. We have one more thing to do. King Friday the
13th. Yes.
And we'll put a 3 under there since that's a group of 3. Uh-huh. Ah, let's see if we got it. King Friday the 13th.
Excellent. A beautiful portrait. My royal thanks to you, Handyman Negri.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad you like it, sir.
Yes. How do you think that would sound with more than one musical instrument?
More than one, sir. Oh, do you have your bass violin handy, sire?
It's in the BV room.
Would you like to join me on playing this portrait?
I shall return within seconds.
Okay. King Friday the 13th.
Hi, Handy. Greetings from Westwood.
Nice to see you,
Handy.
We heard about the portraits for the king, and I bring this one from the citizens of Westwood.
Oh, wonderful. Ooh, I can't wait to see that.
What a lovely audience here. Welcome, Mayor Maggie and Neighbor Aber, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Have you come to hear the portrait?
We came with other portraits, Your Majesty, but we'd like to hear the musical one.
You are uniquely costumed, Mr. Aber.
Well, we came in the special Westwood plane, Your Majesty.
Mr. Aber, among many other things, is quite a fine pilot.
Oh, talents abound. Well, handyman, shall we?
Of course, sire. Yeah. All right, I will give you a little introduction there, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Would you like to join us and sing along?
Certainly. Oh, certainly. Yes. Yes.
It's King Friday the 13th. Those are the words.
All right. Yes.
King Friday the 13th. King Friday the 13th. King Friday the 13th.
Thank you very much for your offering, Handyman Negri. It pleases me enormously.
Oh, you're welcome, sire. And thank you for helping to make it and for making it sound so good.
Yes. Once a bass violinist, always a bass violinist.
Interesting you should say that, King Friday.
Yes, Mayor Maggie?
Well, all the neighbors in Westwood got together and made this portrait of you and your bass violin.
Oh, why, those look like little pieces of wood all put together.
Tiny blocks of wood they are, and they're put together in just the right way to look like you.
A most appropriate artistic rendering, I assure you.
So you like it?
I not only like it, I like it very much. I never contemplated the myriad ways there are of making portraits of kings.
Mr. Aber has a most unusual one for you, sire.
Another one?
One that only he from Westwood would be able to do.
You may proceed, neighbor Aber.
If you'll excuse me, King Friday, and take a moment of silence and gaze toward the sky.
Silently gaze toward the sky. I continue to gaze, but I see nothing out of the ordinary.
You will, Your Majesty, with a bit more patience.
Is that neighbor Aber doing something with his airplane?
It certainly is.
Is he writing something in the sky?
He's drawing something.
He's drawing King Friday the 13th. How splendid! Oh, a highly respectfully, artistically perfect tribute.
Oh, never even.
That was wonderful.
Did you like it?
Yes.
A spectacular rendering, Mr. Aber.
If it pleases you, it pleases me.
It certainly does. Oh, look. I wish it could last forever.
It can last forever, Your Majesty.
How is that possible?
It can last forever in your memory.
Lovely sentiment, yes. Yeah, absolutely, Trolley.
King Friday the
13th. Wasn't that fun? Our imaginations can help us so many ways. Neighbor Aber had to imagine his portrait in the sky before he even started to do it. Maybe he played with a toy plane as he thought about drawing King Friday's face in the sky. There are certainly many ways to make an artistic portrait, aren't there? It's fun to see the king so pleased. And it's fun to see others having fun pleasing him. I hope that pleases you, fish. I was just thinking I might use some paper and chalk. White chalk. Does that look like a cloud? Cloud in the sky? That was really fun, too, to think about. There are many ways to make pictures and letters and clouds. And there are many ways to tell and show people you love them. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I love you. Just by being there when things are sad and scary. just by being there, being there, being there to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays. And making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. As you grow, I trust that you are finding many more ways to show and tell people that you love them. Those are the most important things that you'll ever learn to do. Because loving people and animals and the world we all live in is the most important part of being alive. And it can give you such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. Get my planes and fly on off. And I'll be back next time to be with you. Bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.